Thank you, Andre. We're going to keep this going for about 15 more minutes. This is what I really wanted for the community to ask questions and get answers, and I hope everyone was able to do that. Does anyone else have a question? Oh, Mary?
Thank you. My name is Mary Nanuak. Of course, the people that I most wanted to ask questions to left. And when things like this happen, you know, it makes me wonder, are they really serious in wanting to help us? A lot of times we get a feeling, no, they really don't care. And then here it says, private, public, and community partnership. I mean, like, I don't think anyone does not know what partnership means. Partnership is working together. And next to partnership, communication is important. Like, you said something, and the lady said something else, and you both are at the same hospital. I'm not criticizing. I'm just pointing out something obvious, is that there is most oftentimes lack of communication. And when we do care about something, we communicate. And we don't wait in order to solve something. We do not wait until the numbers get high to do something, and then to try to do intervention. Well, let me tell you, that often does not work. It does not. But education, prevention, and early treatment are what works. And then if we care about something, we don't keep quiet. I mean, like, even if I'm just one person, because I care, I bring up things. And I don't take excuses for my disability in depending on somebody else to do things. If we care, we don't make excuses for not participating or trying to help in improving the problems. We don't. If we depend on something, most of the time something will not get done because there is no partnership. Somebody is thinking that somebody is taking care of it when they really aren't. And then the only time when I make calls to public safety is like, a lot of times I get tired of being held and I'll hang up. And the only time even I say my name that I want to be anonymous is when I'm fearing for my life. And then when you say keep calling, yes, but then under these conditions, we can do this under these conditions, but under another condition, we cannot do anything. Again, that's like telling the public that unless things are done in our way, then there's nothing we can do. And again, to me, that's like, I'm not criticizing. Again, I know you guys work hard, but think how public feels. And a lot of times you go somewhere and people will tell you the problems that they encounter in whatever villages. And then they say, but I don't want to call anybody because nobody will do anything. And I mean, like, really, I like all human beings, and I don't dislike somebody for not doing their job. What I do not like is that it's making excuses for not doing a job or having to wait until something very, very drastic happens. And that should not be. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. And you're right about prevention with the studies that I've seen in the opioid task force. For every dollar spent on prevention, you save $7 down the line trying to get somebody sober again. Right, Watson? State your name for the radio, please.
Yeah, Ray Watson. After our joint meeting with the city, the ONC and the city, we ONC drafted and passed a resolution with the opioid, specifically targeting the aircraft and the way it was coming in. I'm not going to name the airlines, but what we wanted to do was to look at the change in the regulation. In this case, it was passenger size. So that's what we did in pass on the October 4th ABCP convention. We're going to bring it to the floor, pass it there, and then bring it on to AFN.
Thank you. And that is something that I've been pushing for. I pushed for it through council, but it failed, and I'm glad that you guys are pushing for it through ABCP and AFN. Do we have another question? In the back, please. Could somebody pass him the mic?
Hello, my name is Nick. Real quick question. I know that recently state legislator passed Senate Bill 91, and it's, I guess it's called the crime bill. And Sergeant Davis, has this helped you do your job better, or has it hindered you doing your job?
It depends on what you're speaking of on that Senate bill.
Just a reference to arresting people for criminal offenses.
A lot of the criminal offenses changed on SB 91. For an example of one of the major things that took an impact for, or Bethel took an impact on, is we used to be able to arrest someone, and if they release them from jail, they put them on conditions of release. And a lot of those conditions included not to consume alcohol. This is just an example of one of those things. It used to be that you could arrest a person if you contacted them and they were consuming alcohol. Now, it's a violation. They get we go write them a ticket. So it has kind of hindered how we are able to perform our jobs.
And also, just one more, heroin possession, I believe that went from a felony to a misdemeanor. And Senate Bill 91 is in basically allowing or telling officers to give people citations for serious things like heroin possession. So,
with that said, too, when I was told by it was exactly that bill that was used by an investigator to let me know that the drug dealer who, the FBI came like 2 months ago, right, at the summer and did a couple raids here. Didn't really make the news. It was just the cab raids in trailer court. But, alcohol raids, bootlegging. But I was told the exact same thing, that it was because of the new SB 91 that that person could only get 120 days versus something longer, but he couldn't do much. And so it was really a damper to the investigation. So I don't know if we should write letters or what, where that goes, but. Zach, the answer?
And maybe Zach, you could speak on what, if you have any plans for your state run and your seat chair in our state government.
Well, sure. Thank you, Byron. One of the first things that I'm here today to do is to be educated, because I think that's the most important thing, is to gain the knowledge of how we can tackle these problems. And I think that every community that I've visited across our Delta is suffering from this. And it's reassuring when we hear that we're not alone in this fight, and it is a nationwide battle. And that means, I think, as we've heard from many people, coming together on many levels, you know, trying to stop it on a national level, but also working as a community. And I think that it's important, as we move forward as a state, that we look to any possible legislation that can be used to help stop the influx of heroin and opiates abuse in our region and in our state, but also at the same time looking towards treatment for those of us that are suffering from opiate addiction. I think that that's one of the major things that I would like to focus on, is making sure that we are seeking to help those people that are in the grips of a horrible addiction and a horrible disease. And that's the first place, I think, to start. And then looking at who our bad offenders are and targeting them. So through these community kind of relations, I think that's important. I'm glad to see so many people here today. That was fantastic. And really important that we do this, hopefully, in every village and in every community around Alaska as we push forward. So thank you.
Are there any other questions before we close this down tonight? All right.
Yeah, my name is Jerry Dominick. As my wife had mentioned, we have a family member who is currently under treatment. When it comes to law enforcement, I was kind of a little bit, you know, please don't get me wrong. I'm very much appreciative of the work that law enforcement does, and we need them, and especially for dealers who are not users, who are doing this as kind of a cold, hard business. These people need to be stopped. But it really, when I think of the people that I know who are affected, who are users, criminalizing and throwing them in jail is not going to help them. In fact, the people that I know who would be arrested, their lives would be ruined by going to jail. It wouldn't help them. It wouldn't prevent, when your decision-making part of your brain is ruined, is affected. You aren't going to stop and say, gee, I shouldn't shoot up because I'll go to jail. I tell you, it doesn't work that way. And I'd like to see a little bit more emphasis on helping families, and Terry has done this a lot and helped us, working with interventions to help these people. Most of the time, these people don't want to be in the boat that they're in. They want to stop, and arresting them isn't going to do it. And we don't put enough resources in trying to help families, help these people, and get them. This is a health issue. I mean, certainly law enforcement is an important part of it and has a big role. But for most of the people who are affected, and the families, and believe me, even if you have one person, the wreckage goes throughout the entire family, through extended family. It travels literally miles and causes pain. These are the things that we need to help people, prepare them. How do I help? How do I intervene and get people the help that they need? So, thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to quickly add one thing that I don't think we've mentioned today, is that we were at KLA and BRHS today to show the same movie and to do the same panel. So for any of you who have kids, they have seen this movie and they are probably going to be talking about it. And this is your chance to talk about what you learned today, and you guys can communicate this and start with the prevention and education. So I just want you to know they did see a lot of that hard stuff in that movie today. So
that's really a good point. We're actually going to end it here. Thank you all for coming. Thank you all for the discussion. I loved all the questions and statements that you guys all had. Thank you for everyone that came. And thank you, everybody, for listening out there. And hope you all enjoyed.
And that concludes our coverage of the Bethel Community Event, live from City Council Chambers, where a group of people from the Bethel community in healthcare and law enforcement, and then from the state level, FBI, National level, the DEA, the Department of Justice, talking about the heroin and opioid epidemic that is sweeping across the region, across the state, across the nation, and what community resources are available. We will have a rebroadcast this event later this week. We will also have it online. Thank you for joining us. Have a good evening.